We'll get back to the hurricane in a few minutes. First, though, to the news that rocked the technology world this week. Steve Jobs stepped down as CEO of Apple after running the company for nearly 25 years. The very first Macintosh, the latest iPad, he's changed the way millions of people live their lives. All of this got us wondering how Steve Jobs stacks up against the other technological titans of American history. So we got in touch with Mark Ruther. He's the chief curator at the museum dedicated to Henry Ford outside Detroit. The museum's actually a shrine to all sorts of American innovation. It includes Thomas Edison's laboratory complex and the Wright brothers' original bike shop. Mark Ruther joins us fittingly by iPhone, a product that took off the minute Steve Jobs introduced it.
The effect of the iPhone, even in its just the few years it's been available, has been immense. I mean, it's very different, for instance, than if you think back to Thomas Edison and think to the demonstration of the electrical system that he put on in late 1879. Mm-hmm. It was actually decades before middle class homes actually had wiring in them as built. So that's a great example of a quite well refined. Innovation that it took a long time to really gain any adhesion.
So, Edison was clearly an inventor, but that's in some ways, is that a little bit different than what Ford and Steve Jobs did as more innovators?
That's a good question. There's definitely a difference. Now,
right.
I mean, if we can think of a typical inventor, we could imagine someone eager to create a device. But who then didn't necessarily have any plan for taking it any further. Edison was adamant that anything he invested his time in actually had some possibility in the marketplace, and he was acutely aware of how ensnared you could become in unproducible, over-complex devices. So he's both. With Steve Jobs, again, it's a mixture. What really, I think, astounds is the understanding of latent needs. That is a common ground with people like Edison and Ford. More so with Edison. No one was banging on the door at Menlo Park requesting electric light. The iPhone. Who was wandering around clamoring for a personal computer in their pocket? But little did we know that's what we wanted. And Steve Jobs and his collaborators, that they had figured that out. You know what? You don't need this. You don't think you need this, but you're going to love it. That is, for me, a signature part of innovation.
Everybody can picture Jobs up there holding court at those giant press conferences where he's unveiling, in his black turtleneck, unveiling his new product, saying, and one more thing, and he introduces some.
Exactly. The wardrobe and the manner and the sense of a performance. Persona, if you will, but done properly, everyone goes along with that. It's part of the deal.
It almost seems like Jobs himself has become part of the Apple brand. Were Ford and Edison like that too?
Oh, in the sort of first decade or so of Model T production, the Model T as a vehicle, Henry Ford as the leader of that company, those were eagerly reported. They were quite well understood, and they were very much intertwined, very much so. And you see with Edison, certainly in the early 20th century, things like phonographs, even if you look at the trademark, it's this stylized signature. There was a sense that these were all products that were very, very close to the names associated with them. They weren't just goods with a brand stamped on them. So I think that follows through to Steve Jobs and Apple as well.
Is there some trait that makes all of these people, Ford, Edison, and even Steve Jobs, the great innovators that they are or have been?
I think it's a combination of things. Tenacity is a huge part of it. A sense of vision, a way of articulating that. The beautiful thing is, you can analyze this to a high degree. You can start partitioning out all manner of behaviors and traits, and it doesn't tell you how to do that. I think that's part of the magic of how we encounter visionaries and leaders of this sort, is that there's this extra element in there that's very hard to pin down.
Mark Ruther is chief curator at the Henry Ford. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
You're more than welcome. It's been a great pleasure.